This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, February 18th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, new bills designed to tighten ethics in state government are circulating at the state capitol, and we'll hear from some of the authors of the legislation. Plus, a hike to see a stand of Ozark chinkapin trees, a species that's become hard to find these days. First, a bill to allow public university faculty and staff in Arkansas who have concealed handgun permits to bring their guns on campus is on its way to a Senate committee. That after passing a vote in the House of Representatives Friday. Republican Representative Charlie Collins of Fayetteville sponsored the legislation, saying it will make campuses safer from potential mass shootings.
The reason I'm introducing House Bill 1243 is because we've got a serious problem in America. On our college campuses, about every 2 months, we have somewhere in the country a shooting incident.
Democratic Representative David Whitaker, also of Fayetteville, spoke against the bill Friday. He urged his colleagues to let universities and colleges make the decision to allow concealed handguns on their own.
And while I would encourage all of you to join me in voting no, I know for a lot of reasons that many of you cannot or do not feel comfortable with a no vote on any sort of gun legislation. So what I will ask you to do on this bad little law is take a walk on this one. Get a cup of coffee, start your weekend early.
The bill passed 70-11 with one present vote. The governor has said he will likely sign the bill into law because it now has the opt-out provision allowing campuses to still ban firearms if they wish. Governor Beebe acknowledged the difficult work of family farmers across the state in this weekend's radio address. The Arkansas Agriculture Department created the Century Farm Program to honor families that have owned and maintained their own farms for a century or more. In the United States, 96% of agricultural businesses are family-owned farms. The governor says it's important to acknowledge the impact these families have had in Arkansas's history.
Once again, in 2013, farms can apply for this prestigious designation. To qualify, a farm must have been family-owned for a century or more as of December 31st of this year. The line of ownership from the original settler or buyer of the farm may be traced through children, grandchildren, siblings, nephews, nieces, even through marriage and adoption.
Last year, 83 families were honored with the award. To be eligible for the award this year, farms must be family-owned for at least a century by December 31st. While some Arkansans are taking the necessary precautions to protect their physical health through diet and exercise, many people still aren't managing their emotional well-being. Wally Goddard is a professor of family life at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture. After reviewing research, Goddard started a new curriculum that helps people build better relationships, and it's being distributed statewide through the Cooperative Extension Service.
One of the really interesting discoveries is that if people want to be more open to each other, there are two keys in the process of becoming more open. And the first one is to be aware that we're all biased. We all see imperfectly. We impose our own meanings on the people around us. And then the second part is to realize the errors in our own story. That is to think, you know, I'll bet you I haven't fully appreciated what they're feeling or what their needs and concerns are.
Goddard says people can get past their biases and build healthy relationships by applying humanity, compassion, and positivity to various life situations. For many people living in Northwest Arkansas, it's common knowledge that the state is home to one of the largest populations of Marshallese outside of the Marshall Islands. As such, it should come as no surprise that the state is home to the first certified Marshallese court interpreter in the nation. Melissa Leland, who has worked with several organizations aimed at providing services to the state's Marshallese population, recently completed the certification process. She will be honored as the first certified Marshallese interpreter, along with two new Spanish language court interpreters, at a ceremony later this month in the Arkansas Supreme Court courtroom in Little Rock. A new web-based tool designed by the White House to help students find the best college for them is giving the University of Arkansas high marks. The recently launched College Scorecard includes four key pieces of information about colleges, including tuition costs, graduation rates, loan default rates, and the average amount borrowed by students. The scorecard ranked the University of Arkansas's costs as low, while the site gave the university a high graduation rate ranking. The site also states that the U of A has a loan default rate of about half of the national average and that the university scored in the medium range for the average monthly amount of student loan repayments. A link to the college scorecard can be found on the university's website at newswire.uark.edu. The Razorback Foundation has announced its next executive director in the wake of former director Chris Weirich's move to vice chancellor of the University of Arkansas Advancement Division. The Razorback Foundation has named Sean Rochelle as the next director of the foundation. The college baseball season is underway. The top-ranked Arkansas Razorbacks won Friday's game against Western Illinois 9-1. They won the second game on Saturday against the Leathernecks 7-2, but yesterday the Razorbacks lost to Western Illinois 7-5. The Razorbacks will take the field again tomorrow as they open a two-game homestand against the New Orleans Privateers. 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the early evening tonight with lows in the mid-20s in northwest Arkansas. Meanwhile, for the Arkansas River Valley, not a chance of rain and a low around 30. Tomorrow, sunny throughout the region. Highs will be from the upper 40s to mid-50s. Tomorrow night, increasing cloudiness. Northwest Arkansas's lows tomorrow night, around 22. It will be in the lower 30s tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley. This is Ozarks at Large. Happy President's Day.